Alrighty, welcome back. You are listening to Green Left Radio, Friday Brekkie on 3CR with Zane and Ari. And on the phone, we've got Margaret Kelly, who is a resident at the Barrack Beacon Public Housing Estate. And the Victorian government want to knock that down, even though it's got solid bones and it's actually pretty rough on the people who live there. So Margaret is one of them. Welcome, Margaret.
Hi. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks heaps for speaking with us. So, Margaret, just to begin with, tell us a bit about yourself and, like, how long have you lived at at Barrack Beacon?
Okay, well, I'm practically a newbie. I've been here for 25 years. So there are many people here who have lived since it was built 40 years ago. And it's always been a very stable place. People tend to just come here and stay. So, it's been a great place to live.
Yeah, nice. And yourself and a few others are standing your ground in the face of attempts to kick you out so the place can be demolished. Can you just give us a bit of a insight as to who else is still there?
Okay. There are about 10 households left. And I should emphasise I am the only one who is deliberately staying here and refusing to engage with the relocation process because most people are not in a position to do that, you know. They are too frightened of winding up without a home or winding up somewhere horrible to actively resist, but that doesn't mean they like what's happening. And at the moment, the people who are left here are they're all people with complex difficulties of some sort, and Homes Victoria has failed to find them appropriate accommodation, and they're now just following a strategy of threatening eviction if they don't move into whatever random property they've come up with.
So it sounds like the process in terms of finding like-for-like alternative housing is not working very well. Is that the impression?
Yes. Well, they decided to relocate everybody kind of out of the blue without anywhere to relocate them to.
Yeah.
And it's so random because there was at least five households I've come across that had been already relocated from Paran and Brighton. And then 3 years later were being told they had to move again. So, you know, one of the purposes and the stated purpose of public housing was to provide people with a secure home. But apparently they've decided that's not their purpose anymore.
No.
And, Margaret, what's the rush? Like, has there even been drawings released of what is to be built to replace Barrack Beacon?
No. No, there are no plans. As I understand it, there's no tender. They are just determined to get these buildings down and then they'll think about what to do next.
Yeah.
So bad luck if the tenderer actually says, hey, I'd like to do a sympathetic restoration, you know, because there won't be nothing for them to restore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, on that topic, and I think we talked to Kerry Byrne last year sometime, who's also a public housing advocate. And, like, the estate, do you think the estate could be refurbished instead of knocking it down and rebuilding it? Because I understand, I understand from talking to Kerry Byrne that a lot of this renewal project, it ends up with fewer residences afterwards, after they rebuild it, if they ever get around to it.
Yes, it might wind up with, technically more units, but because they're smaller, there's fewer actual beds for people. And that is what has happened on, well, Mostly what has happened on the other estates is that they have knocked buildings down, made a big hole in the ground, and then wandered off for a few years. So,
yeah. And it seems like that's on the cards for Barrack Beacon.
Well, very likely. So unlike Homes Victoria, we actually do have plans. We've been able to engage with the not-for-profit design studio office and architect Simon Robinson and Steve Minton have done the feasibility study that Homes Victoria didn't do and have produced plans and a report explaining exactly how to do everything the government is saying it wants, including the higher yield, but by reusing the buildings rather than knocking them down. And at the moment, our situation is they won't even acknowledge those plans.
Of course.
Yeah.
It does seem to have been the government's plan. Might be a little strong to say they have plans. To just stop maintaining all these places and then eventually be like, they're in disrepair for some reason. Let's knock them all down.
Yes.
Yeah,
well, maybe that. Maybe they've got a plan, or maybe they just haven't been maintaining them.
Yeah.
So I have seen some pretty horrid things going around to different people's places of things that could have been fixed but weren't.
Yeah.
I mean, I know because I've had the same problems in my house, and they have been fixed. So, yeah.
Margaret, I'm really interested, actually. I studied architecture many years ago. What was the process for getting this alternative set of plans drawn up? How did you find these not-for-profit architects and kind of work with them?
I found them through a connection of the Safe Public Housing Collective. That was where the connection was made. And then Simon and Steve came in and talked to residents and looked at a lot of buildings, you know, inside and out. And then they did a survey with residents to see what things people thought needed, you know, what was good and what needed to change. And then they went to work and produced these plans. So that is nothing like the process of Homes Victoria. They did a consultation that was just farcical. I think you call it push marketing. You know, they ask questions like, if we build energy efficient homes, do you think tenants will pay less for electricity? Like
the classic.
Yeah, so it was a whole lot of questions that you were going to answer yes to. Well, I didn't, but because the fact is I know I'm a carer for somebody in the estate that was the prototype for these places, and I know that their place is not energy efficient. So,
Yeah, that's the other classic, isn't it? Is the government says, oh, we're going to make sure everything's more energy efficient, and we're going to get the developers to do these things, and the developers are like, hey, it's cheaper to pay fines than to actually do this properly. So, no.
Absolutely. And what, just in the wider, the local area, we have a new development across the road, and as part of those developments, some community facilities were installed, and they are now being held to ransom by developers who have knocked the buildings down, well, decommissioned one and just let it fall down and the other one knocked down, and then they're saying, hey, well, actually, we'd like to build more stories on this. You know, they've got permission for three, now they want six.
Yeah.
And it does seem to be a developer trick, and I kind of wonder why they're allowed to do it. I mean, this is our gym, our childcare centre, our shop and local cafe that are all not there because, you know, well, in the case of the gym and the childcare centre, it's been 15 years because some overseas investor wants to build a tower block in an inappropriate place.
Exactly. They want to make the buildings bigger and more flammable, and anything that gets in their way, they're going to just make a problem. But we have to start wrapping up shortly. So how can listeners support you and other residents to stay at Barrack Beacon and, like, support other public housing residents and that sort of stuff just in general?
Okay. First, be aware that the government is not building like for like. They're not building public housing. They're building community housing, which is a semi-privatised model. And something that's sort of worked on a small scale, but these places have blown up into great big landlords and it's not working.
Yeah.
So just be aware of that. Now, we have a petition which has just been presented to Parliament, just asking them to look at these plans and say, well, why not? And because we just don't get responses. Like, the Labor government has had this, and not just the government, but the Labor Party has had this sort of concerted thing where they just won't respond to anybody.
Yeah.
The other, so one, they can sign the petition. It's on the Legislative Council website. It's actually closed at the moment, but it's going to reopen. They can contact the Minister of Housing, Colin Brooks, and say, why aren't you looking at these plans? Why don't you want to save 88,000 for the taxpayer? Sorry, 88 million.
Oh, that's a big difference, yeah.
Few zeros there. So I guess we also have a Facebook group that's just a public group that gets information out there, so they can either look at that or they can join it if they want to show support.
What was the name of the group, sorry? The
Facebook Save group? Barrack Beacon.
Save Barrack Beacon on Facebook.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Yeah, so that's just, I've just started that, well, we started that trying to counter the We Are Building Energy Efficient, Sustainable, Modern, all the good words, housing, which is the only thing the government will say. And they're not building anything.
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, they're just making holes in the ground and saying, we might come back to this, or we might sell it off when we hope people have stopped paying attention.
Yes.
Who knows?
Well, that certainly could be one of the strategies. Because it certainly doesn't make sense of putting, you know, giving vulnerable people housing.
No, it doesn't seem helpful at all.
No.
Well, thanks very much for joining us, Margaret. It's been good.
Okay, thank you for giving me the time.
No, good on you. It's impressive to see you standing staunch there and digging your heels in and, standing up to the bastards.
Well, they certainly are that.
Yeah. So, yes.
Okay.
All right.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah, take care, Margaret, and keep fighting the good fight.
Good talking to you.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
All right, yes, and that is Margaret Kelly, one of several residents remaining at the Barrack Beacon public housing estate. And as Margaret mentioned, some of the other people there are not necessarily there as a protest, but because no alternative suitable housing has been found for them. It's really disturbing that people are being cleared out of here. Vulnerable people are being cleared out without a proper place to go to.
Yeah.
And there is literally no urgency for this. There is no approved, you know, that if they were going to demolish it and start building the new blocks, that would be maybe different, but you still need a proper, you know, alternative accommodation for everyone to get into. But they're not. As Margaret has said, they're just going to demolish it and leave a big hole in the ground for who knows how long. It is not urgent. There is no reason to be kicking these people out of their homes.
Yeah, exactly. And it is, as Margaret said, it is the people who are least able to live on their own or least able to move to a different place who are still at Barrack Beacon, aside from people who are still there as protest, who are being threatened with eviction because Housing Victoria couldn't find them a suitable place, not because they're refusing to leave or anything, which wouldn't justify it anyway, obviously, but because Housing Victoria just I'm not allowed to swear on the radio, but because Housing Victoria dropped the ball on it and have just decided to make it everyone else's fault, particularly the poor and vulnerable, as governments love to do. But we have hit the end of the show, so thanks everybody for joining us. And if you want to help keep us going, you can go to greenleft.org.au/subscribe/donate to give us your cash, or you can give your cash to...